The Radio Thrift Shop is open. This is DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
Mr. Don Ho from 1968 in the very first recording of Galveston. Before that, Singe Clark in a tune called The Gainsbourg Affair from his album Music for an Italian Afternoon. And we started that set off with The Field Mice from a great compilation called Where'd You Learn to Kiss That Way? A tune called 5 Moments. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and I hope you'll give me more than 5 moments here on the Radio Thrift Shop, here with you for about the next 55 minutes.
We're listening to the sounds of trumpeter swans. Although they once inhabited virtually all of North America, today they exist in only a few isolated regions. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet. If trumpeter swans continue to inhabit just a few areas, they run the risk of having their entire population wiped out by disease or harsh weather. So in places like Henry's Fork River near Yellowstone National Park, concerned scientists are trying different methods of redistributing the birds.
And the most successful method has been night lighting, where the crews go out on the Henry's Fork River in a small airboat, come up quickly on a group of swans with a bright light. They become blinded. They can't see the horizon. They can't take off. And then as the driver maneuvers the boat toward the birds, the man in front reaches out with a salmon fishing net and captures a swan.
Ruth Shea is a biologist with the Idaho Department of Fish and Wildlife.
In the winter of 1991, we moved 353 swans. I've been monitoring those marked birds, and we're very happy to see that somewhere between 15% to 20% of those swans have returned to those release sites, those target wintering areas, and put to use the knowledge that they acquired the year before. The program won't be a success, however, until adequate numbers of these birds go back north, nest successfully, raise young, and then lead those young to the new wintering grounds. It's like rebuilding a web. The web had been reduced down to one strand, and now we're adding a multitude of strands to it. And hopefully, it'll be a much stronger fabric when we're done.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration.
Have you been on the road where the sacrifice lay? Sin you'll do to me, why that only made? There is no reason for me.
An icy waste of snow. A man has got to go where he has got to go. From the Big Bang till there is no more life on Earth. Pushing his body to affirm what he is worth. But go as you may, by the end of the day, on the rock Simon, you'll stay.
Since the shades of fancy shadow simulacra he must fight. By dropping sticks together, man may fight to quell his fear at night. To lift the veil of nature, man must pit his deeds against his fate. And wield the sword of reason at the darkness lurking at his gate. But go as you may, by the end of the day, on the rocks of the Simon you'll stay. The scorching tracks of ever-shifting sand. Will mankind ever reach the vaunted promised land? To have to struggle from the cradle to the grave. Our process changing him from man into a slave. But go as you may, by the end of the day, on the rock the Simon you'll stay. As you may, by the end of the day, at the feet of the goddess you'll
pray. The Barry Gemso Experience, from a compilation called Harpsichord 2000, that is Dial S for Siren. And before that, back from about 1978, Lyndon Bartell, the song called Road of the Sacrifice. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homegrown and homemade radio. No genre, no agenda, just a microphone and a turntable and a love for the airwaves. I hope you're enjoying the vibe. If you have any comments or questions, you could email me. My email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's Frederick, FREDERICK, @christiannewage.com.
Exploring Science and the Sea. The oceans are like giant storage batteries. They store heat that's transferred from the atmosphere. One of the biggest batteries may form a ring outside Antarctica. And a recent study says it's charging up with more heat than ever, thanks in part to stronger winds. Subantarctic mode water is found in the Southern Ocean, as well as parts of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans. During winter, strong winds churn up these regions. That causes water at the surface to mix with deeper water, creating a thick layer with about the same temperature and other traits. When winter ends, the surface warms and the subantarctic mode water sinks deeper. This layer can absorb heat from the atmosphere. As it descends, it traps the heat, and the recent study says it's trapping more heat than ever. Researchers in China and Australia looked at observations made by a network of robotic sensors. In particular, they looked at how conditions had changed from 2005 to 2015. They found that the layer grew more than 100 feet thicker and that it moved a good bit deeper. Thanks in part to those changes, the heat contained in this layer jumped by about 8%. The scientists concluded that the changes were caused by stronger winds over that part of the world. The winds churned the waters even more, allowing them to absorb more heat. The winds are predicted to get even stronger in the coming years. That could mean that this marine battery could store even more heat in the future. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. In 1893, Pullman, Illinois was the classic company town. George M. Pullman, who had designed and manufactured the famous luxury Pullman cars, had founded the town of Pullman, Illinois, as a place where his workers could live. But George Pullman also controlled nearly every income in the little town. So when the Panic of 1893 hit, Pullman reduced the workers' wages by about 25%. Now, these cuts were bad in and of themselves, but unfortunately, they were coupled with Pullman's refusal to lower the rents for his company-owned homes in Pullman. The workers formed a committee and on May 7th went to Pullman to ask to have the rents lowered. On May 7th and 9th, they were flatly refused. Three of the committee members were then terminated. This caused the workers to declare they were going out on strike, and on May 10th, 1894, they walked off of their jobs. Then on May 11th, 1894, the Pullman plant closed. In solidarity, Eugene V. Debs, who was then the head of the American Railway Union, an organization devoted to protecting railway worker rights, ordered his union to refuse to work with the Pullman cars. The strike and boycott rapidly expanded, paralyzing the Chicago rail yards and most of the 24 rail lines in the city. President Grover Cleveland issued a federal injunction against the leaders of the American Railway Union. This killed communication between strike leaders and the workers, and it sent young Eugene V. Debs to jail on contempt charges when he refused to obey the order. In addition, President Grover Cleveland sent in federal troops from Fort Sheridan to break the strike. His rationale was that Pullman cars sometimes carried U.S. mail and that the strike was hindering federal delivery of the mail. On July 23rd, federal troops entered Chicago against Governor Adgeld's repeated protest. The result was one of the most destructive strikes in U.S. labor history. Tune in for our next Hidden History, which follows the results of the Pullman strike and the rise of Eugene V. Debs. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Forget everything. Discard
Australian band Kangaroo Moon from a rare CD released back in 1999 called Alive and Hopping. That was the tune Once Upon Arrival. Before that, Mr. Greg Foate from Nightshade LP, tune called Main Theme Reprise. And we started off with an ancient 45 by the band called Feather, tune called Trips. Well, I hope you're enjoying the musical trip here on the radio, Thrift Shop. Light up the lava lamp and come on a musical journey deep into the world of 78s, 33s, 45s, 8-tracks, and cassettes. You found the Radio Thrift Shop, home for the cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound.
This is Bird Note. Stand on a rocky headland above the turbulence of the tidal surge flowing like a river. Loose groups of red-throated loons in flight, perhaps 1,000 altogether, stream past. The tide has turned at Deception Pass at the north end of Whidbey Island in Washington State. The loons gather here in winter. The once great salmon and steelhead rivers still carry nutrients from the Cascade Mountains to feed the marine life of northern Puget Sound. In some years, forage fish such as surf smelt abound. They're caught in the irresistible tug of the tide, pulled out to sea through the granite defile of the pass. The loons fly to the throat of the pass and feast as the current carries them down. The loon's name derives from the Old Norse word for lame. Because their feet are so far back on their bodies, the birds cannot walk on land. But in flight, they're graceful, and underwater, swift in pursuit. Some creatures with which we share the world have been diminished almost to disappearance. But if we look, we can still find great natural abundance, as we have today. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what the mama saw, it was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose. The queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
that it's time. Now that the hour hand is landed at the end. Now that it's real. Now that the dreams have given all they had to lend. I want to know, do I stay or do I go? And maybe try another time. And do I really have a hand in my forgetting? Now that I've tried, now that I've finally found that this is not the way. Now that I turn, now that I feel it's time to spend the night away. I want to know, do I stay or do I go? And maybe finally spit the rhyme. And do I really understand the undernetting? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs carefully. Now that it's now, now that the candle's falling smaller in my mind. Now that it's here, now that I'm almost not so very far behind. I want to know, do I stay or do I go? And maybe fall another sigh. And do I really have a sound that I can ride on? Now that I can, now that it's easy, ever easy all around. Now that I'm near, now that I'm falling to the sunlight's center sound. I want to know, do I stay or do I go? And do I have to do just one? And can I choose again if I should lose the reason? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. Now that I smile, now that I'm laughing even deeper inside. Now that I see, now that I finally found the one thing I deny. It's now I know, but do I stay or do I go? And it is finally I decide that I believe in the fairest of the seasons.
The word amateur, it can mean a lack of skill, but today's amateur radio operators provide skilled emergency communications when the chips are down simply because they want to be of service to the community. Dependable, reliable, free of charge. Amateur radio emergency services operators are amateurs in the best sense of the word. Join us.
Depuis le début, je suis monté dans. temps pour toi et je comprends pourquoi tu l'avais décidé. Là-bas dans la forêt, déjà t'attendais. Cité, là-bas dans la forêt, déjà t'attendais. Cité, 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 cité.
Something new from a French band called Bumby, tune called La Train. Before that, Nico and the Fairest of the Seasons, and we started that set off with Mr. Paul Simon, Me and Julio, Down by the Schoolyard. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and I'm going to be cruising on out of here. I hope you've enjoyed today's program here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Just a reminder, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.
Yeah.